I'm sure you know all about Palavalis, the innovative and influential dance company that's drawn global acclaim ever since it was founded in 1971. It's returning to the Joyce Theater tonight for its 40th anniversary season, a four-week engagement of three rotating programs, each of which contains a New York premiere. And I'm pleased to welcome back to our show Pulitzer Prize winner Art Spiegelman, who collaborated with Palavalis to develop one of the pieces, Hapless Hooligan in Still Moving, and Grammy winner Dan Zanes, who collaborated on another, Contra Dance. And also with us is Michael Tracy, artistic director and founding member of the company, and the only founding member of the company who's not been on our show. So now I've met you all.
Yes,
welcome to our show, Michael.
Thanks to have us. Thank you for having us back.
Now, you established the International Collaborators Project in 2007, and these are two of the latest in that series. What's the value of collaboration with people who are not part of the usual dance world?
Well, they've brought in an enormous breadth of skills and experience to the company that we couldn't have without them. And I think we've gotten some – this year, for example, with both Art's piece and Dan's, we've gotten great new flavors and narratives and styles that we wouldn't have without them.
Well, I'll get to Art in a moment, but he pointed out in a strip that appeared in the New York Times yesterday that he didn't get it at first. Why him?
Yeah, that's right. It seemed like a reach, but we've always admired his work, and he seemed like a stretch for us. You know, we thought we had to kind of barnstorm his studio and convince him, and indeed we did, I think.
And Dan, also a stretch?
I don't know.
Less so.
We use music more often. You know, we always are using music, so the collaboration with music and musicians and composers is always part of the mix.
Now, why did you think it was so strange? After all, you worked on an opera called Drawn to Death.
Right.
Opera and dance have always been linked.
Actually, I finally said yes because the opera never happened. I just didn't know how to like bring it from workshop into the universe.
Mm-hmm. Although some of the similar ideas here.
Yeah, I was pursuing some of the same things in some weird fractal way. Basic impulses of the other project are part of this one. But it was a matter of never having the satisfaction of the Drawn to Death project quite realized in the world. And it's because workshopping doesn't work. It's not a way one can make anything. It's a way of demoing it to people who have money to see if you can go to the next stage of demoing it to somebody who has money. And here, they have to do something. Whether I join them or not, Palavalis is going to make something.
But they also have a vision, already set vision. And you have to, for collaboration, you have to work it out so that the two of you can have your visions come to fruition, but it's not like, hey, what do we do next?
Well, I would say for about 3 weeks it was, hey, what do we do next? Because we weren't able to find exactly the motor for this thing, but everything was useful. All of the side trips that we had to take to find where we would go led to something pretty exciting finally.
Well, Hapless Hooligan is Still Moving has been described as a noirish love story. Do you agree?
Well, no, but I think almost any adjective and noun would work because as one of my friends who saw it said, it's Gilgamesh. You know, it's just got everything in there from the beginning of the world on around. And not to oversell it because, by God, it's already been oversold at the Joyce, I hear. But also in the Times it was oversold by threatening to reveal the secrets of the universe. So, but basically what it was, I figured what I could bring to them was more narrative than they'd used before. And they're actually, for a dance company, incredibly narrative and playful in that direction. So I just figured, well, the easiest thing, since dance just doesn't want to have very detailed narratives like who killed Sloane in the kitchen or whatever, it seemed better to maybe take your basic boy meets loses and gets girl and see where that could go. But we started out with trench coats and what are those, Stetsons or
fedoras? I think.
Fedoras, yeah. Lots of those were brought into the studio for me to feel comfortable. But ultimately, every time I'd go out for a cigarette and come back, one of those guys in fedoras and trench coats was dancing with a fawn. You know, it was just kind of a strange mix.
Did you assume, Michael, that it was that Art was going to come up with something that would work within the comic book framework?
Yeah, I mean, we would always hope that, but we had no clue at the beginning what that would be. We started with this sort of notion of a film noir because it seemed to be kind of a story, a kind of a look that we could, that dancers could enact, and that that art could design. But what we came up with was so much more interesting. When he started to, kind of improvise on his Wacom tablet with the dancers, so that the dancers would have horns growing out of their head and they're like huge,
like a graffiti
plants
over
growing
the
out of
shadows
their fingers.
Of dancers as they moved across the stage, basically
yeah.
with my projected computer screen.
So the ultimate, result was much, much more inventive and interesting than anything we thought of in advance.
Did he really tell you that he didn't want to do anything involving mice?
Yes, that was one of the first meetings. It was one of the
precondition.
Yeah.
Dan, can you describe what contra dance is like? We're not talking about something that happened in Nicaragua, are we?
Not exactly. No, it sort of drifted back to New England in a funny way. I guess that kind of contra dance. But, I don't know if anyone went into this with an idea of what would happen. And I said in our first meeting, and, I really don't know anything about dance. I know a lot more now than I did before, and I'd never seen Palabolas before. So it was
really
–
Shame on you.
I know. I feel I've been in the dark, but no longer. I've seen a lot of Palabolas and other dance too, and I feel so grateful that this is where I landed. But I said, I don't know what you want from me, but I really don't know what I'm doing here. And they said, that's fine. We don't either. And I thought 40 years of not knowing what you're doing is a good track record.
Well, Palabolas is also well known for doing some adult works. You're often referred to as someone who makes family music.
And I think, I think going into this, I love the idea of thinking that it could be something that a 3-year-old or a 70-year-old would appreciate on some level, that it's going to reach and grab everyone in one way or another.
You got your start with the rock band called the Del Fuegos in the 1980s. Is this music anything like that?
Some of it is. There is some rock and roll in there, and there's some acoustic music, and it runs the range. Really, for me, I just sat down to write a bunch of songs, and I would just send in the songs and go up to Connecticut, and slowly a narrative started to take form, and there's kind of a feeling of outcasts and misfits and a little romance and kind of finding the person that can understand you in the crowd. And so it's very simple, but each tune and each section of the piece seems to have one strong emotion that comes through.
Michael, there are always moments in a Palabolas concert where you find yourself asking, how did they do that? Mm-hmm. Are we going to see that in these?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I'm sure we will. What's great is that each piece has its own mood or style, and these two collaborations look very different, and they fit into the Palabolas, range, but they really are different. And Dan's music really carries that piece in a way that no other piece that we have does, and Art's contribution has made a piece that's very different looking.
A reviewer said, they do things that are way beyond what the human body can normally do. That's what people look for in circuses and sports. It isn't that other companies don't have the same quality, but they don't have it as consistently. If I was going to take someone to see dance for the very first time, I'd take them to Palabolas. Hmm. Is that still something that is...
Yeah, a lot of people come up and say they brought their spouse who doesn't understand dance at all and doesn't know why people go. And
that's me, actually. I was the spouse.
Art was one of those, yes. And, we sort of break them in. It's interesting talking about work that can be related to by children or adults. Same thing with us. There are people – I think there's work that real dancers and choreographers look at and appreciate the craft of it or the difficulty that it takes for the dancers to do this on stage, but also I think the newcomer can see something that is surprising.
Isn't it rare for a dance company to be given a whole month at the Joyce?
It is. For us, we're kind of outliers. We are based in Connecticut, and we come in for a month season, and we're very happy to have, 4 weeks is a long time for a modern company.
So you're going to have these two original works, plus an original work by Jonathan Wolker, who just passed away recently, last month, right?
Yes, Wolken.
Wolken, he was one of the company's founders.
Yeah.
And Did he ever get to see Hitch perform in its entirety?
Well, yes. He not on stage, not the premiere, but yes, he saw it. He saw it performed, and you know, it's a terrible loss for us. It's an old friend from what we've known since college days and worked with, and it's a real sea change for us.
And then you're going to mix in some works from the past, some favorites from the past.
We have a lot of new work, and we mix these three programs with new and old work that so people who have seen us before will maybe see some old favorites, and they'll see some new ones too.
Dan, well, you know, John Cage used to compose for Merce Cunningham. Do you you see yourself doing this sort of thing in the future? Although, you know, in those cases, Merce never heard the music until the day of performance. So, yeah,
really?
Can you imagine doing that?
I can imagine. Usually at work, I'll have one muse, and in this case I had not one but six others. So I would love nothing more than to do more of this. It was really the highlight of the last couple of years for me, and it seems like the surface has just been scratched.
And Art, Picasso design sets for Nijinsky. Robert Rauschenberg also worked with Merce Cunningham. Artists have been doing that for a long time. Is this something you think you're going to want to do again?
Well, maybe after I catch up, because basically I found it was so fascinating that the rest of my work life went to hell for 6 months. And the result was I'm behind on every other deadline I had. Picasso seemed to be able to do it all. He would do the Diaghilev designs from 10 to 2 and then do four paintings before lunch, you know. But I think after I get my equilibrium
back. But he wasn't
back,
putting words in as well.
No, yeah. this is. Exactly. I think that was the thing that was
That's
really compelling.
He
was getting speech balloons above each of those dancers' heads.
Does a young dancer gravitate toward your company in the way that they might gravitate toward Twyla Tharp or Mark Morris or Paul Taylor, Alvin Ailey, Garth Fagan, et cetera? Are the same dancers, or are they dancers that say, you know, I really connect to the Palabolas style?
I think there are a lot of dancers who I don't think any of them really knows what they're in for when they join us. They haven't learned our technique at Juilliard or another school usually. And
you came up with yours at Dartmouth, didn't you?
Yeah. Not the likeliest place for a modern dance company. But it's sort of like the people who don't fit anywhere else, you know, who might not belong in a ballet company or a more traditional modern company. Find us, and it's an incredible group of performers, and you know, they all have each has an individual flame, you know, spark that we try to use and bring to the fore in the work.
As Art points out in his piece in the Sunday Times, Palabolas is named for a fungus. It grows on a stalk as a small bladder.
Doesn't sound very appealing, does it?
No.
Well, it was the better alternative to Vermont Natural Dance Theater in 1971. So we thought of those two choices, and Palabolas sounded more distinctive. Nobody can spell it, but who cares now?
Well, when the fungus ripens, the spores shoot out of the cap at 45 miles per hour, which sounds to me like something Palabolas might attempt.
We've tried to jump over. It jumps over cows, and we have been known to jump and tip over cows.
So it starts tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This is tonight. And what's being performed tonight?
Well, we have the let's see, Hitched, and the duet that you mentioned by Jonathan, Gnome and a quartet that's also by Jonathan and Robbie, and the rest of the company, Hapless, Symbiosis, and I think there's one more piece.
That's tonight, and then how many days before you go on to the other program?
We'll open the first of the three alternating programs tonight. Tonight's a special program. Tomorrow night, that is, we'll open our program one. And then the following night, program two. And next Monday, we'll open the third program.
And when do we see Dan's piece?
We see that
next Monday.
Next Monday, yeah. Opens on the third program.
We're calling it Dan's piece here, an arts piece.
I love that.
And I want to thank you so much, all of you, for being with us. We've been talking with Michael Tracy, artistic director and founding member of the Palabolas Dance Company. Also with Dan Zanes, who collaborated on one of the pieces being performed during the next month at the Joyce, Contradance, and Art Spiegelman, who collaborated on another one called Hapless Hooligan, obviously Happy Hooligan's ancestor, Hapless Hooligan in Still Moving. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you,
Lenny.
Lenny. It's great to be here.
Running down the street, just trying to catch the next bus.